Let's get ready to study God's Word. Greetings to one and all. Welcome to another episode of Rightly Divide the Word of Truth. This is Andrew S. Baker, and it's time for another devotional study. Please be sure to visit us at biblestudy.asbzone.com, where you can find links to our previous episodes and various Bible study resources. Let's have a word of prayer before we get into our devotional study for today. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy and goodness and love to us. We are grateful that we have this opportunity to interact in this fashion. We pray that you'll be with the technology and that you'll be with us and give us the right words to say and be with those who hear us. In Jesus' name, amen. Our passage for today, our study is entitled The Blessed Hope, That Blessed Hope. And the passage comes to us from Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Titus 2, 11 through 14. Today we're going to look at that blessed hope. In the scriptures, the term the blessed hope or that blessed hope is tied very closely with the second coming. And that begs a particular question. What is hope? Hope in scripture is not used exactly the way that we use hope in modern English today. Hope, in the common vernacular, is slightly better than a wish. It is something that you want to have happen, that you would like to have happen. It'd be great if you could have that it could happen. I hope I win $1 million. I hope that I get that promotion. I hope that some good activity occurs. It's something that's possible, maybe not the winning of $1 million, but it's something that's possible, but may not be probable, may not be likely. It would be great if it happened, but there's no clear assurance that it will happen, right? That's how we use those terms today. But that's not how the Bible uses that term. Hope is something that is assured, especially the second coming. It is assured to us. We have ample evidence that it will occur. We are looking forward to it. Right, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself that he might redeem us. Right, these are things that actually happen. We're not hoping. See how I use the word. We're not wishing that he will come and do these things for us. He's promised us definitively that he's going to come and do those things for us. With that in mind, then, if we had to define hope as used in scripture, and we had to explain why hope is used instead of, say, faith or even expectance, the Bible does use hope more along the lines of expectance, with one subtle difference. There's a passage that I want to use the definition of faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, right? So hope there can't mean a wish, right? It is what faith links you to, right? It's what faith links you to. But I think that the best example that we have, hope maketh not ashamed, in Romans 8, 24 and 25, listen to what Paul says. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Okay? Paul is telling us here that this is something that is substantial. It's coming. Here's what is different about something that is hoped for than something that is expected. And I'm going to use the first advent of Christ and the second advent of Christ to explain this. Daniel was given a prophecy that outlined the timing of the first advent. It was made clear when the first advent would be. The 70-week prophecy of Daniel 9, verses 24 through 27, could be used to pinpoint when the Messiah would be born because it indicated when the Messiah would be anointed for a priestly work. And since priests started their work at age 30, because you knew the date of that event, you could backtrack to the date of his birth, the general time period of his birth, right? So you could identify the year in which he would likely be born by understanding the prophecy that told you when he was going to be anointed for his work. Okay. Given all the other things that God had done, especially in the deliverance of his people from Babylonian captivity, they should have expectancy of the Messiah. In a generic sense, they would be hoping for him, but in a real sense, they would have expectancy because they had a specific time frame with which to wait. They knew how long it was going to take, right? They didn't have to hope for it because they were waiting for a known event with a known timeline. But for the second coming, even though God lined up some promises and assurances, we don't have a definitive time for the second coming. So when we talk about the hope, it's not the hope of if it will occur. It's the hope of when it will occur. It is the waiting for it and the anticipation of it because we don't know the when. We only know the it. We know that it is coming, but we don't know the when. And so biblical hope is tied more to the when than to the if. The promise of the second coming is the promise of the second coming. God's people have had it since the first coming. Technically, we had it before that, but the emphasis, all of Scripture was focused on the first coming until the first coming occurred, and then it began to focus on the second coming. Right? So, in order for us to understand biblical hope, we need to recognize that faith is the substance that anchors hope, right? which is kind of a weird concept. We have faith that that thing is coming, and that's how the hope is sure for us, because of our faith. Paul says here, we're saved by hope, because hope is the acceptance of what is back there, right? Based on the definition in Hebrews 11, if you have hope, then you clearly have faith, because faith is the substance of hope. All right? If you were lacking faith, you couldn't have hope either, because you'd have no substance for that other thing. So when you have hope, it means you're already exhibiting faith. And the hope that you have, especially for things pertaining to the second coming, is not if the event will occur. It is eagerly waiting and anticipating for when the event will occur, because we do not have the specifics around the timeline. That's what the blessed hope is. We know it's coming. We're waiting for it. The whole earth groans and travails. We are waiting for it patiently. We have faith, but we don't know the when. And because we don't know the when, it stays in that category of hope. It's not the same as expectancy, or at least the way we would use that term, because expectancy has a timeline associated with it, right? It is, to use another analogy, the difference between knowing that your package or whatever was delivered to the post office and you're just waiting on the mailman to bring it. Okay, so you're expecting him any moment now. The mailman's going to come. He comes every day, comes around this time. I'm expecting the mailman to come, and I know he has my package because it was delivered to the post office, right? That's an expectancy. You're not hoping for the mailman in that same way. You have a certain amount of assurance that he's coming, and more so timing associated with it. The difference now is a package. You ordered something weeks ago. It was back ordered. And you are longing for it, and you don't know if today will be the day. You don't know if today will be the day. You have assurance that the order will be filled, but for whatever reason, you don't have access to the status, and you are hoping for it. You're not wishing for it because you paid for it, right? You bought it, but all of the things need to come into play. The equipment has to come in, or whatever the purchase was. It has to become available, come off of back order, and then it has to be shipped. You don't know if today will be the day. You're eagerly awaiting it. You know it'll be soon. And so that is what biblical hope is more akin to. Right? There's still every bit of assurance as you would with the mailman on his day-to-day run, but it's not, you don't have the timing locked in. You know, in the first example, you know that the equipment was shipped, you know, or that the letter was mailed, you know that it was received at the post office. You're just waiting for the mailman to show up. And it is, there's still some waiting going on, but the waiting with the hope of the package being shipped is a different kind of wait. You don't know the timing. Okay? And so that's the light in which the blessed hope is defined, is outlined. And the Hebrews 11 definition for faith helps us understand how important this is, because it says faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the substance. So if you have hope, by definition, you have faith, because faith is the substance of that hope. You know it's coming. Don't know when, but you're holding on to it. You're trusting God. And you are just waiting. And the blessed hope, the second coming, is the greatest hope outlined in Scripture. Greatest hope outlined in Scripture. Let's revisit our verse from Titus 2, 11 through 14. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Let's close with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for the many blessings that we receive at your hand. Thank you for that blessed hope. We thank you for the biblical explanation of hope, and we ask you to help us to continue holding on to that hope, looking for the soon coming of Christ, and preparing our hearts and being willing to share with those around us so they can be awakened, alerted, and prepared as well. These and other mercies we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. You can reach us via email at BibleQuestions@ASBZone.com. We look forward to hearing from you, whether you have questions, comments, suggestions, or concerns. We also recommend that you check out the True Wisdom podcast, where Robert and I discuss Bible stories and topics together. Both of these podcasts can be found on over a dozen platforms, including Google, Apple, Spotify, and Amazon. Please remember our ministries in your prayers. Until we meet again next time, may God richly bless you as you prayerfully study and share his holy word.